Low layer shear in terms of severe weather operations is usually described as 0 to 1 kilometer bulk shear or 0 to 1 kilometer slash effective storm relative helicity. It's a primary discriminator of tornadic versus non-tornadic supercells. It's not perfect, but if you have strong deep layer shear and low layer shear in a supercell environment, then you better start paying attention. 150 meters squared per second squared is a good first line threshold, but keep in mind strong local boundaries like a stalled gust front or a differential heating boundary can locally increase available helicity to a supercell, even if helicity is fairly weak on the mesoscale. And when you look at the 0 to 1 kilometer shear vector, large values perpendicular to storms organized in large groups or arcs will increase damaging wind potential.